Okay. Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee of September 18th, 2018. I'm Catherine Davis, and I am convening today's meeting. I'm going to call the roll officially. Steve Pride, KPFK.
Here.
Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Ken Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Catherine Davis, WBAI. Here. Benito Diaz, WPFW. James Dingman, WBAI.
Here.
King Downing, WBAI. Not present. Anissa Faruqi, KPFT. Not present. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Not present. Ifia Nwangaza, WMXP. Not present. Eric Ramey.
Present.
Murray Cliff Smith, WPFW.
He's incapacitated. Well, let me keep quiet.
Okay, well, he's not present. I'll put that. And Eric, I'm sorry. WPFW. Okay, let's finish the roll.
Yeah.
Cliff.
You didn't call my name. Oh, yeah.
Who is
oh, you're not.
I'll come back. Cliff Smith, KPFT. Not present. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Carol Wolfley, KPFA.
Here.
Was that Anissa Faruqi, KPFT? Anissa? Who was that FedEx that I didn't call their name?
It was me. I thought that you were done, Catherine. It's Carol Wolfley.
Carol.
You
okay,
got me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. I was calling in order. I'll read the proposed agenda. Roll call. Appoint timekeepers. Changes and or additions to the agenda. Approve the minutes. Discussion on process for electing officers, chair, vice chair, and secretary, continued, and to choose a process for election of officers. Review what was done in the past and follow up, continue if necessary. Implement policy for what to do when people miss 3 meetings. Discussion of potential objectives for the program committee to work on going forward. Update on group listserv. Adjourn 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So
it's going to be daylight, I believe.
So are there anyone on the stack for changes or additions to the agenda?
Benito.
Okay. Anyone? Go ahead, Benito.
Okay. I'd like to add a discussion of the schedule, for the meeting schedule.
Of meeting schedule?
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you like to put that?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would think that we would want to do that first and get it out of the way.
So how about after approval of minutes? Are there any objections to adding that to the agenda? Okay. Anyone else for the stack? I'm going to put myself on the stack because I believe I left something off the agenda under the review of what was done in the past and follow up. I believe that's where it would go. We had spoken about a report from the IED and setting up interviews with the program directors.
Oh, yes, great.
So I would like to put that in that space. Is there any objection to adding that? Okay, great.
This is Eric. If I can ask.
Yes, Eric.
A question. We mentioned the IED having meetings with the program directors. Why are we involved in that?
No, this is we had in the last meeting we sent a motion to the executive director that was passed in the last year's session of the programming committee. Regarding a evaluation process for programs, and we asked him to report back to us. And separate from that, we spoke about setting up interviews, inviting the program directors into our committee meeting to talk to us about what they're doing to improve programming and whatever their thoughts might be with regard to their needs and that kind of thing. So those are two separate items under follow-up.
Okay.
Anyone else for this?
Carol Wolfley.
Yes, Carol.
I wonder if we might want to add something about coordinating sharing of information about the midterm elections. And I'm not talking about the Pacifica elections. I'm talking about
the national election.
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you like to put that?
Anywhere.
Okay. So let me see where that might go. So why don't we put that under potential objectives for the committee to work on going forward?
Yeah.
I could put it into that discussion.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Any objections? To that? Okay. Anyone else for the stack suggestion for changes or additions? Okay. So can we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we have an agenda. I would like to ask for a timekeeper or timekeepers. Can anyone volunteer? What we did in our first meeting was just have, take a stack and give everyone 2 minutes to make their point. And then people could cycle back around the stack until we complete the item. But the way we're getting to the agenda is to efficiently keep time. So is there anyone who would be willing to do that today?
I'll keep time. You want to keep it at 2 minutes or 90 seconds or what?
2 minutes, I think, is we'll give people time to make their point. If they don't need it, then that would be great.
I have a request for If there's a stack, I'd like to go to it for a few seconds, if I might. This is Eric.
Eric?
We have 2 minutes per person there. That's conceivably a half hour right there.
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to be two minutes per item going down the agenda, is that right, per member?
Yes. Do you object to that?
This is Ken with a point of information.
Well, let Eric, are you suggesting we go with 90 seconds, Eric?
No, I'm just bringing that up as a point. I'm just saying for each item, if we do that, that's a half hour, close to a half hour per item going down the agenda.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm hoping we won't need that.
Ken to the stack.
Yes, Ken.
It's 2 minutes maximum for everybody. It doesn't mean everybody, even if each individual had to talk, like say their name, they don't have to take 2 minutes. And in most committees, it's less than half of the people on any topic who really originate. So it isn't 2 minutes times number of people to figure out how much time it's going to take. It doesn't usually require everybody to speak. Thank you.
Good enough.
Okay, thank you. All right. So let's go to the approval of the minutes. Does somebody have to move that, or can we just go to that?
I move that we approve the minutes, Carol from KPFA.
Okay. Second anyone? And who is that?
That's Jim.
Jim, okay. Okay, and for those who may not have remembered or wasn't here last week, Jim has volunteered to be secretary with Carol's assistance until we elect a secretary. So are there any changes or corrections to the minutes? Hello? Could someone mute if you're talking in the background?
They're speaking to us, I believe.
Oh, who is that? We can't hear you. Can anyone tell whom that is?
Nope.
It sounds like they just hung up, but...
Okay, maybe they'll call back. Okay, So hearing no corrections or changes to the minutes, the minutes are approved. Okay, next on the discussion is the meeting schedule. So, Benito, you wanted to bring this onto the agenda. What would you like to share about the meeting schedule?
I would like us to formally agree on what that schedule should be, how frequently we should meet, and on what days. And as far as I know, the PMB has not, I mean, not the PMB, this committee has not had any kind of conversation with regard to that topic. From what the emails I saw about a month ago, this was one person that established a schedule before we even met. I could be wrong, but that's my recollection. So anyway, I just wanted the committee, my point is that the committee, by majority vote, should approve a schedule.
Okay.
Carol for the stack.
Yeah, Jim to the stack, please.
Okay, hold on. Carol and Jim. Okay, Carol?
Yeah, I really appreciated that Jim initiated these meetings with Catherine and got going with noticing them, and I move that we approve the schedule for the meetings that has been set up so far.
Benito to speak.
Do we have a second? Just a second, Benito.
Yes, I second that.
Point of information, Catherine?
Yes.
No seconds are needed at committee.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so move to approve the schedule so far. Okay, so Jim is on the stack, and then we'll bring back Benito.
No, it's a fair comment that because the committee had not met for 15 months, I took it upon myself to set up a schedule. However, and we can always be flexible and, you know, modify it as needed, although I probably think it has to be modified with even more meetings, given the fact that the programming issues are so severe and need to be addressed. For example, this past week, we finally got Arbitron ratings for WBI radio, and they are quite profound to think about. So I guess it's just as I have a sense of urgency on this, and 15 months not meeting on it, I think is just, we just got to play catch up to sort of get a grasp of the enormity of the problems and try to come up with some practical solutions.
Benita?
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on Jim or anyone else, and I would thank him like everyone else for, you know, taking an initiative. So my comments not meant, you know, to be against anyone or their efforts. I'm simply saying that decisions are supposed to be made by majority rule. And that's all I'm basically saying. I do have a proposal, and so therefore I would make substitute
amendment?
Motion.
Oh, a substitute.
No, a substitute motion that we meet once per month on the fourth Tuesday. The reason being, and I don't, you know, I was just to motivate. I agree absolutely that the programming issues, and just like everything else, is an emergency at Pacifica. Everything is an emergency. And every single committee can make the same argument. However, the point is just that every committee, every PMD-related committee of Pacifica is in an emergency. And we all have a million things that we have to, decisions that we have to make and things that we have to make happen. We can apply that to every committee.
Time.
However, just this last, if I can finish my sentence.
Finish your sentence, please, Benito.
Thank you, Catherine. My point is simply that, at least, you know, speaking for myself and possibly other PMB members, you know, we ain't got but so many days in a week to go to so many meetings. And so I think that this schedule is too ambitious.
All right. Jennifer.
Okay, thank you. Was that Jim spoke a moment ago?
Jim to the stack, please.
Eric to the stack as well.
Okay. Did you speak first, Eric, or was that Jim who spoke?
Ken to the stack. He's probably ahead of me.
Yeah.
Okay,
Let Eric speak.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
I'm in shock. I'm hearing, I mean, out of my colleague there from Washington saying the fourth or whatever, it sounds like once a month. We went through this scenario, I think, a couple of years ago, and nothing at all, unless memory fails me, nothing was accomplished. We need to be meeting at under the worst-case scenario every other week. Ideally, we need to be meeting weekly. I mean, that's just beyond the pale, meeting once a month. You know, it's just, it's not going to work. It didn't work before. It's not going to work now. We need to be meeting weekly. Granted, everybody won't be able to come. If that's the case, so be it. We need to meet weekly.
Okay, and Jim?
Yes, I understand Benito's concerns, but I tend to be in the camp with Eric. The cume of WBAI that we just received was 80,000 people a week, which is about 5,000 more than what it was after Hurricane Sandy when it was knocked out 50% from 150,000 to 75,000. So, you know, and we didn't meet for 15 months, and there's a whole bunch of issues that have been held in abeyance for that period of time. So, you know, if people can't come, fine. We'll let everybody know what's going on. But I think we have to really proceed with great alacrity and get some practical proposals in place. And at the same time, you know, learn a lot. And I think not only program directors we need to bring on, but we need to bring on outside consultants in broadcasting in general to share their opinions with us across the board, pro and con. And, you know, we really need a lot of input to turn the whole place around, especially since we've got to come up with a couple of million bucks, however that's going to be dealt with down the road. But I really think, you know, and that includes PFW, KPFK, BAI, KPFA, and KPFT, and everything. I just really think we got to move with a lot of emergency on this. But I understand Benito's points. I respect it. It just is that I think we do these things. And if somebody's not around, we're not going to hold it against them. They can come and participate and see the minutes at another time. But we really got to move with great rapidity.
Time. Okay. Anyone else for the stack? Okay, so let's vote on the substitute motion. And the substitute motion is that we meet once per month on the fourth Tuesday. So that's basically the motion, meet once per month on the fourth Tuesday. And
This is Ken with a point of information. That's a substitute
yes.
motion. What's the regular motion?
The regular motion Carol made to approve the schedule set up so far for the meetings, the one that Jim had sent out.
I actually didn't get a copy.
Neither did I. You tried.
Okay, so let me read it. I will read it for you.
Unless somebody wants to send it, okay.
I can't get on the internet at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Can someone send it? Maybe
if you can just give me the date, say for September, October, and November.
Okay.
All right.
I did
send that to everybody, but anyway.
Okay, so the next one would be Tuesday, October 2nd, Tuesday, October 23rd, Tuesday, November 6th. Isn't that Election Day?
Yep.
Yes.
I don't know if that would make too much sense. Tuesday, November 20th, but we could try. Tuesday, December 4th. Tuesday, December 18th. Tuesday, January 8th. And Tuesday,
okay,
January 22nd.
Okay, thanks very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. So,
this is Eric. I have a request for information. Do we have a changing of the guard effective in January, new elections for?
Every year there would be a new election to the Pacifica National Board, and there would be new persons.
On the local station boards as well?
Yeah, from the local station boards would elect new people to the national board, so the members of this committee could easily change in that process.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. Who was that, Benito? You said you wanted to ask something?
No, I just wanted to make a brief statement before we vote.
Is it something you haven't already said?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, just that my proposal does not prevent subgroups or work groups of this committee from meeting during the month.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. All right, so let's go to the substitute motion, which is meeting once per month on the fourth Tuesday. Are there any objections to that motion?
Yes, I object.
Yeah.
I object. Okay, so then let's go to a vote. Steve Pride?
The vote is for the replacement motion?
If you vote yes, then we'll meet once a month. If you vote no, then we can vote on the main motion.
So the vote is if we vote. So yes, I guess. I don't care.
Okay, yes. Grace Aaron?
No.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
No.
Catherine, why I vote last. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Jim Dingman?
No.
Okay. Eric Ramey?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Carol Wolfley?
No.
Okay, Catherine Davis, myself, I vote no. So that is, let's see, two yeses, one, two, three, four, and eight no's, so the motion does not carry. So now we're going to go to the main motion, which is, sorry, lost my place. Approve the schedule set up so far. Okay, so we're going to vote to approve the schedule. Are there any objections to the main motion?
Finish.
Okay. So then we'll go to a vote. Steve?
Pass.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Okay. Jim Dingman?
Yes.
Okay. Eric Ramey?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
Okay. And Steve Pride, you passed?
Yes, I did, and my vote is yes.
Okay. Thank you. And Catherine, myself, I vote yes. Okay, so we have one no, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yes, so that motion carries, and we're going to proceed with the schedule as has been sent out by Jim Dingman. Excellent. Okay, so the next discussion is on electing officers. So, can I have anyone for the stack that would like to propose the process?
Erica, the stack.
Yes, Eric.
How can we first establish who's interested in running? And rather than preoccupied with a lot of time here, maybe they can send out a mission statement by email, and we can vote on this at our next meeting. I mean, I think one time, 2 years ago, people made a one-minute statement about that, but I mean, it's meaningless at this point. We come to it. Yeah, we just find out who wants to run.
All right, that makes sense. So you're suggesting that people either nominate themselves or nominate someone.
Exactly.
And that person can respond if they're interested.
Yes.
And if so, we would have a vote at the next meeting. Okay.
Yes. They send us something in the interim about what they propose or what their stance is here and there.
The veto to this guy.
Okay, yes, Benito.
Catherine, I think that proposal, although it makes sense in a lot of ways, it runs counter to what we decided at the last meeting, where we all more or less agreed that what is important is that we get to know each other so that we can know how to vote, you know, and so we shouldn't be in too much of a rush. You know, that was the gist of what I think.
It's Ken to the stack.
Okay, hold on a second. Apparently my program got a snafu. So Benito, I'm sorry. Benito,
Ken,
you're suggesting that we spend more time getting to know each other.
Yeah, I thought that we agreed at the last meeting that we would do that for a couple of meetings and then have the election. I think what's important right now, I think that we have to establish the process that we will use. And then as a part of that discussion, we can set some dates.
Okay.
Carol for the stack.
Okay, hold on. Who came?
Ken,
who was going?
Ken.
Ken, yes. Go ahead.
I would support what Jim had recommended. Get our nominees now and vote for it by email or vote next session. I don't want to spend a tremendous amount of time with formal protocol. We have to address our attention to the needs of Pacifica and the specific stations rather than to adherence to a very democratic and procedural thing here. We got to get going, in other words. So it would be good to just have people nominated, and then we'll vote for them by email. It's not for the presidency of the United States. It's just for the head of the committee and the secretary of this committee.
Okay, Carol?
I withdraw. I agree with what Ken said.
Okay. All right, so we have two proposals. One is to nominate by email and vote at the next meeting, or by email, I guess. I think that might be a reasonable option. And the other one is spend more time to get to know each other before voting.
Okay. I have an amendment.
Okay, what's that?
I would suggest that we open up nominations in this meeting so that people can nominate who they would like to be chair, who they'd like to be secretary, and then leave up nominations opened until the next meeting, and then we would have to formalize who the nominees are and then vote by email. That's per the bylaws.
Formalize who the nominees are and vote by email. Okay, that sounds...
We have to have a list of nominees for chair, a list of nominees for secretary. Unless we want to finish it tonight.
No, I think that's fair. Chair, vice chair, and secretary. Okay, so this motion opens the nominations today and closes it on the next meeting, which would be when? Let's see if I can find my list again.
Eric will send that back.
So that would be Tuesday, October 2nd. Yes, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious why the nomination process is going to open today. I'm curious why it's not practical to close it today as well. We're going to vote at the next meeting.
Well, what Grace is proposing, that we open the nominations today and close the nominations at the next meeting, after which there would be an email vote.
Benito to the stack.
Is that what you were saying, Grace?
Yes. And, you know, we could do the nominations today and close them, but it would be unfair to the people who didn't come tonight. So they should be given a chance to nominate themselves to someone else by email before the next meeting, in my opinion.
Okay. All right, so this is the most recent suggestion, so we will start there and work our way back. Are there any objections to this motion by Grace? Open the nomination in this meeting, which is the 18th of September, and leave them open until the next meeting, Tuesday, October 2nd. After which we would hold an email vote with a list of nominees for chair, vice chair, and secretary. Okay.
This is Eric. I mean, I'm not clear if there's such a thing as a substitute motion to the substitute motion, but nonetheless, I do object. I think they should close today. It's unfortunate that other persons are not here, but... You know, for the sake of expediting the process.
Okay. So,
Carol, for the stack.
Yes, Carol.
I'd like to know if the people who did not attend the meeting today notified Jim or Catherine or anyone else that they wouldn't be attending.
I didn't see anything. I just was able to create the listserv that would permit people to do that officially. So, no. Jim, did you receive anything?
No. No, I didn't receive anything.
Okay. 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 So is there any objection to taking these three, or do we want to leave this third one and take the first two? You mentioned, Jim, that there shouldn't be three votes. So let's
request for information, Kathy.
Yes, Benita.
Yeah, I didn't understand what you were referring to about three and two.
Yes, well, in part that's because we didn't really get the first two suggestions as motions, but I was taking them as motions. So that left us with three possibilities. One is to nominate by email now and vote at the next meeting. Or vote by email by the next meeting. Your proposal was that we wait and take more time to get to know each other. So that was the second suggestion. And the third suggestion is to open nominations at this meeting and leave them open until the next meeting, after which we would vote. Okay?
Okay.
Is that clear?
That's not what I was proposing.
Could you clarify for me?
Okay, I'm proposing that the nomination process open and close today.
And this is Jim. Okay.
Okay.
Nomination process.
No, this is
Eric. That's
Eric.
That's Eric. Okay, sorry. Nomination process open and close today.
Okay, we can receive a mission statement and hold a formal vote at the next
meeting. And so we would vote next week, you're saying?
At the next meeting.
Vote at next meeting. Okay. And then Benito was to wait. Grace, I believe your idea was to open nominations this meeting and close them the next meeting and then vote after that. Correct? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So those are the three.
Benito to the Catherine.
Yes, Benito.
Ken. I want Ken to the staff.
It appears that people want to get this over with, so I would retract my original proposal and I would support Grace's proposal.
Okay.
And I would just want to say that there's some kind of echo.
I don't know what that is, but maybe because we have all of our phones open, maybe if folks mute when they're not speaking.
It actually went away. It appeared to be coming from your line, but it's gone away. It's no longer there.
Oh, that's cool. And Ken, you wanted to speak? Was that Ken?
Not necessarily. I was just going to call a vote. That's all.
Okay. All right, so now we have two separate possibilities. Grace's motion is to open the nomination this meeting, closing them next meeting, and voting afterwards. Are there any objections to that substitute?
That's the main motion, isn't it?
Your motion came first, so I believe that your motion would be the main motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to object to the substitute then.
Okay. Okay. So let's take a vote. Steve.
Yeah, I'll vote with Grace's motion.
So you're saying yes?
Yes.
To Grace's motion, I'm very confused at this point. It's an all around mess.
Yeah, we're voting on Grace's motion now.
So my answer is yes.
Okay. Grace?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Okay, so maybe if I turn down my volume. Ken?
Yes. Got that, I voted yes.
Benito?
Yes.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Eric?
No.
Okay. Tom?
Read the motion again, please.
Okay. Open nominations for this meeting today and leave them open until the next meeting, which would be October 2nd, after which we would hold an email vote with the list of nominees for chair, vice chair, and secretary.
Okay, I vote yes.
Okay. Carol?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see, Catherine, I'm going to vote yes. Okay, so there's one no, and 8 yeses. So this motion carries to be the main motion. Are there any objections to this as a main motion? Okay, hearing no objections, that will be the process. And we can do this through the listserv. I believe I sent to everyone a welcome message aside from our new member who's joined us today. And I'll send that when we get off the phone. Okay. Next is review what was done in the past.
Point of order. I think we should, the nominations are open. I'd like to nominate two people.
Oh, you want to nominate?
All right.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Ken, who would you like to nominate?
I have a point of order, Madam Secretary.
Excuse me?
I have a point of order.
Yes, who's this?
This is Eric Washington.
Yes, Eric.
I'm 99.9% sure we're limited to one nomination per person.
Point of order, there are three positions. You can't nominate one person for three positions.
Okay, I was unclear. I thought you were nominating two or three persons for a single office.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Can I make my nomination?
Sure.
I nominate Jim Dingaman for chair and Carol for vice chair.
For chair. And Carol for vice chair. Okay. No one is obligated to make those nominations today. They can be made by email. Okay. Does anyone else want to nominate at the moment? Or do you want to proceed with the agenda? Okay. Next, review of what was done in the past and follow up, continue if necessary. So this was a discussion started last meeting, and we included a report from the IED and setting up interviews with program directors. So does anyone want to speak on this? Can I put you on the stack? No one? Okay, so I would like to speak, so I'll put myself on the stack. I would like to suggest that we look at the schedule that we adopted and choose some dates on this schedule to invite our program directors in for a discussion so that we can get the ball rolling.
I second that, Catherine.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. So I'm looking at the schedule now, and I would choose, I would propose that we invite the program directors in on October 23rd and November 20th, dividing them up on those dates.
I second that.
Okay.
Yeah, Eric to the stack.
Yes, Eric.
It might be prudent to find out the availability of the PDs, and I have a question. Is that second date, is that being suggested as an alternate date? But in any event, we need to find out the availability if you have four or five people who say they can't make it.
My thought was to propose the date to the PDs and ask them, and I think that that makes sense. Who could make which date? Maybe we would add a third date. The next date would be December 4th. Would you advise us to also add that date? Would you like add?
Oh, that sounds fine. Yes.
Okay, so December 4th would. Okay, so that would be the other alternate date.
Point of information from Tom?
Yes, Tom.
Are we planning on having all five PDs on the same day?
No. Well, that's I hadn't imagined it that way, but it's good to clarify that. I was thinking in terms of proposing to them a series of dates and asking them to match their schedule to one of those dates. Perhaps how many would you suggest we have for each date? A maximum of two people?
I'm wondering how much time is projected for each program director.
Okay. Well, we're building. What would you suggest?
Well, it depends on the range of questions
that we all have. This is Ken to the stack.
Yes, Ken.
Yes, Ken.
I think I have a better idea because we're in the 21st century. I think we can request en masse from each of the program directors that they fill out a questionnaire, that somebody appoint somebody here to come up with questions, which can be derived right out of the Pacifica Employee Handbook. I'm just looking at the programmer's guidelines right there. And send them a series of questions, which would include, what is your intention, or how do you see, what plan would you have to improve the listenership at your station? And what areas of concern do you have about managing your station? And questions like that, Dingaman or somebody else can make them up, or I'll make them up. Email that to the program directors and have them respond and distribute it to the members of this committee, and then we can go over them rather than, just doing a live interview over the telephone.
Eric to the staff.
I'd much rather get answers in advance to an inquiry. If then we can have an in-person or on the phone follow-up, but it should be based on the person responding, then you can come back and say, I see you have an idea here for a restaurant program, and why did you suggest that? Or, we could follow up in the meeting rather than just a cold, oh, hi, what's your name? Where do you come from? What do you think about Cape Pacifica? I'd rather get an inquiry in writing and a response.
Eric for the staff.
Carol for the staff.
Eric, hold on a second. So that was Ken. So now we have Eric and then Carol.
Yes, Eric. In Washington, we have an IED right now. So the situation there is volatile. That could change at any time now.
Okay.
This is Grace.
Okay. All right, one moment. Okay, first, Carol.
Yeah, we have an interim program director also at KPFA. I had a couple of concerns. One is I don't know if we have standing to invite a program director to do this. It would seem to me that maybe that needs to come from the IED and general managers to ask the program directors, unless it's if it's a requirement, that's very different than if it is a personal invitation for fun. I guess the other thing I want to say is that I'm very curious about what, like Kim was saying about the arbitrons. It would be helpful for us to have something to look at in terms of arbitron data before we talk to the program directors, so that we have something to talk about that is fact-based, because otherwise it could be a social call. And, you know, I understand what, Ken is also asking for questions, but I think looking at some data would help us.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Eric. I have a point of clarification. I said IED. I meant to say IPD.
Yeah.
IPD. Okay, IPD. Thank you. Grace.
Yes, I agree with Ken that we should have written questions that we send to the program directors, even if they're interim at all the stations. And if there's an interim or no program director, that we request that the general manager respond, holding that position from above, basically.
Jim to the stack.
Okay, Jim?
Yeah, this is along the line of what Benito said a while ago, that we should all, collaborate. I think we all should. I could certainly write some questions out. I do agree we should, send some logical questions that all of us think should go into the kitty. All these different IPDs or PDs. Arbitron data, of course, we have is useful. I think that also, I think maybe one program director per session is probably wise because, some of us don't know the signal areas. And I think it'd be useful to just simply have a relaxed conversation, say, here are some of the questions. What do you think? What's your response? And, not a social call, because what we're trying to figure out is how we can move the whole foundation forward in all the signal areas and what we can do to reinforce each other. I'd be curious to know what they're going to do next week with this hearing with Kavanaugh, what cooperation is going on right now, because that's an amazing opportunity to do all sorts of programming all over the country and cooperate with all the stations. But I think that, we can all cooperate together, including the folks who haven't been able to come, and get ideas not only from them but from other people about what kind of things they think we should ask program directors, in terms of what they think their problems are and how they're addressing them.
Okay. I'm going to put myself on the stack, but is there anyone else who wants to speak first? Okay. Just from speaking with the interim program director in New York City, she actually asked to participate with the programming committee because she has been making a lot of changes and has a lot of ideas and looks forward to having that larger conversation. So I think this would also be an opportunity for the IPDs and the PDs to bring their experience and ideas to the table with regard to what they're doing locally and how they could collaborate nationally. So to me, it seems like it could be a very positive conversation. So I just wanted to add that. So my question is, it seems to me that we're not ready to invite the program directors. Is that a fair assessment, that we want to first come up with questions and maybe set a timeline for that?
Well, Kathy, Jim to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if Linda wants to come and participate, I think we could probably whip some questions up pretty rapidly and get her on as fast as possible to talk. And I think that'd be very productive for all of us because, you know, that's, you know, we know the difficulties in New York and that has to be addressed. And I think it'd be useful for a lot of people to have a national conversation on that and, you know, add and come in with ideas and things that they think should be done to improve it. So I'd be all for having Linda come on first, because I'm sure she would be willing to do that. And we could certainly go over questions and get everybody to help with ideas about asking her things and, you know, maybe use that as a template for everybody else. In other words, this is a movable thing to evolve. I'd like to do that. I'd like to move that we do that as soon as possible with Linda.
Well, we would still have to send her a request. I know that we're in Fund Drive, so I don't know what her... we're going
right
into Fund Drive, so I don't know what her schedule is going to be like. So I think, you know, if it works out that she comes first, I'm fine with that. But I would think that we should have some uniformity to the approach and the questions. So perhaps we can do both at the same time and send out an invitation, asking people when they might be available according to our schedule, and simultaneously work on these questions is what, so can we, I have a lot of different ideas here. Can someone formulate that into a coherent motion, what we've just discussed? Or process or timeline? No? All right, so let's just go for it.
This is Ken. I can put it into a motion.
Okay, Ken, that would be great. Thank you.
The committee has...
I'm sorry.
Am I connected?
No, you're still on.
Okay.